In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to our churches of St. Catherine and St. Margaret on this, the 17th Sunday after Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us on this, our service of home worship. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia. Alleluia to the triune majesty. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Teach us to offer ourselves to your service, that here we may have your peace, and in the world to come may see you face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favour with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, wash and be clean? So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man in God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response for Psalm 111, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Full of honour and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures for ever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established for ever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant for ever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures for ever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. The saying is sure, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this, and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Then he said to him, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. When the 10 lepers in today's Gospel approached Jesus, they were not looking for a miracle cure. They simply wanted to be acknowledged by Jesus in their plight and be accepted by him. To be accepted by Jesus meant a lot, as they were considered the untouchables of society, the outcasts, those who remained on the fringes of society, who were always excluded and were shunned by everyone. Jesus showed love and compassion to all he met, including those living on the fringe, those who were shunned, and those considered untouchables. Even today, there are people who live on the edge of society, and like the lepers, they stand some way off. In order for the lepers to be heard, they had to shout to Jesus, but Jesus did not shout back at them. Instead, Jesus drew near to them and spoke to them, treating them with the respect that any human being deserves. Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." In telling them to do this, Jesus was responding to their plea. The priest had to confirm a cure before a leper could take his or her place in the community again. On the way to the priest, the lepers found that they were cured, but only one came back to say thank you. Therefore, through these words, they had both the ability and the confidence to re-enter society. For 9 that were healed, this was the end of the story, and we do not know what happened to them. On seeing what had happened to him, how he had been healed, the 10th leper was filled with praise for God. The love and acceptance of Jesus had touched him and changed his heart, and he wanted everyone to know about God's mercy to him. The response of this one man was what Jesus hoped would be the response of the other 9. Their inability to see what had happened to them saddened Jesus, and his words reveal both his humanity and capacity to be disappointed. The other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Jesus did not want thanks for himself, but wanted the lepers to acknowledge the mercy and love of his Father. Jesus healed people not for the sake of it, but to show them how much God loved them. It was only the Samaritan, who was classed as a foreigner, who came back to thank Jesus. Through today's Gospel, we are reminded that the healing of power of Jesus extends to all. Today, there are people who, like the lepers, feel shunned. There may be people who feel unwelcome or isolated because of race, gender, or sexuality. People who are new to the area, those who have been widowed, the elderly, those who are homeless, those who are in prison or were once imprisoned, those with addictions, and many others. As Christians, we are called to treat people as Jesus treated people, embracing those who feel they are outsiders and giving them the confidence to be active members of our communities. We are called to accept and not ignore people, to include and not exclude people. There are many ways that we could help others, even a smile, hello, or a chat with a person in the queue can make the difference to someone's day, as that smile or conversation may be the only conversation or act of friendliness they have that day. Jesus has shown us that his love and concern are not restricted to those of a particular race or class. God's love and mercy are freely given, are eternal, are never-ending, and are available for everyone. If Jesus has such values, then each of us should make sure that our kindness, friendship, and acceptance should also be available for those who feel that they do not belong anywhere. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May they follow the example of Matthew in bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Gaza and Israel, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Following the example of Matthew, may we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need, strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are all citizens with the saints and belong to the family of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far away and to those who were near. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love, and also with you. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I thank you for joining with us this morning. And I hope you will be able to join with us once again next week. And also that you have a peaceful and blessed week ahead. The Lord be with you, and also with you. the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.